Everyone's asleep. Everyone but me. And I can't help feel like I'm doing this all by myself.
Gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We're broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. If I sound really angry today, that's because I really am. Skype has been messing me around. Something chronic. Yesterday, dig this, ladies and gentlemen, Skype charged me four times $16 Australian in a day for no reason. And my Skype premium has died, so I cannot any longer do video, and I just tried to buy it again, and it says that I'm restricted from purchasing Skype Premium. Apparently, Skype is happy enough to steal my money, but it's not happy enough for me to actually buy any of their services. What the frack is going on here? Crazy. Hate technical issues. I don't want to blame anybody or get angry with them, but I don't know whose fracking fault it is. I don't care. Point is, we have a guest today, as always, and we're going to attempt to make do with what we got. So, his name is Andrew Jackson. I believe the website is andrewjacksonrock.com. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hey, Vinny, how you doing?
Now, is Andrew Jackson actually your real name, or have you dubbed yourself after one of the founding fathers?
I have dubbed myself after one of the, well, he wasn't one of the founding fathers. He came a little later.
Right. Why? Yeah. What's so special about Andrew Jackson for you?
Well, at the time I was recording this music and putting it all together, I figured that, you know, there was sort of an overreaching message, sort of a subtle message to it. It's not really, you know, blatantly blah, blah, blah in your face the whole time, but there's an underlying tone to it, I suppose. And, the president, Andrew Jackson, was known for basically getting rid of, you know, half of the government, just firing them because they were corrupt. And he said, you know what, get the heck out of here. He would refer to them as, you know, vipers and snakes and things like that. And the biggest thing he did for me, I mean, and I know there is controversy too, because there was wars with native tribes and such, and war atrocities were being committed and things like that. But the second U.S. National Bank was ended, the charter was ended by Andrew Jackson. And then, of course, the third one came along, and we know that today as the Federal Reserve.
So he's basically the anti-banker president du jour.
Yeah, he got rid of Federal Reserve 2.0. Federal Reserve is actually 3.0. Back in 1913, it was 3.0. That was a bit over 70 years after Andrew Jackson got rid of the 2.0 and the network that they had set up. It took them a long time to get back in. But as you can see, they have quite a foothold today.
Well, they don't mess around, and I don't know. They must be real positive thinkers, you know. If at first you don't enslave, try again.
Right, yeah, yeah. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, without further ado, that's not a reference to the Bankers, by the way. We're going to play one of your songs, bro. Which one do you reckon we should do? I like this this one, the Another Day of Misery. Should we play that?
We could, and you know, I feel awful about the Skype, Vinny, because I do have a video for Another Day of Misery, which is people can check out, I guess, after the broadcast today. We'll give, I guess, the YouTube channel out later. But yeah, go play this, roll it.
Another day of misery. Did you read between the lines? My hands are tingling, love is spinning. I'm angry when I'm painting. Sometimes I'm focused on standing. The tests are demanding as the color melts away. Whoa, I think of you from a time before I knew. We're so
I think it might have been my mate Dan. He just lives up the road. He started listening to me a while back, and we just kind of hang out. And he's introduced me to a number of musicians, and I think you're the only one that he's actually introduced me to that I liked enough to go, holy cow, how is this guy not? I think as we said before that you came on the show today, how is this guy not super famous, playing to crowds of 10,000 people? Oh, that's right, he's singing about the truth. Mm.
Yes, it's a taboo subject these days.
Yeah, especially when you're singing about mass eugenics and scumbaggery and what have you. You know, Hollywood producers will just sit there and go, maybe you should just tone that down a bit, sweetheart. And maybe they just won't even approach you in the first place because they know that you won't bend.
Well, it's also, I think, it's a marketing approach too. I think I didn't have that hadn't been sorted out when I did put the album out. So I was sort of doing this on my own. You know, I'm like a maverick, I guess.
So you're kind of like promoting mass eugenics for the masses?
No, not at all.
I'm
not promoting it.
or rather, trying to promote the idea of it as in get it out there so people would become aware of it, so to speak.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, all around there is that type of thing going on, you know?
Yeah.
No one's going to deny that unless they're in denial. And denial is also a very powerful mental state that keeps people, you know, going through their routines daily.
Yeah. I have this problem with routine personally. I mean, I don't know about you, but I really can't go by any routine. If I have to do something, I have to do something. Fine, I'll do it. But other than that, just kind of living my life, winging a prayer, strumming along, whatever the heck comes my way, sort of thing. Live in the moment.
Well, life isn't meant to be in a routine form. Life evolves. It grows. It spreads out. It takes in, you know, new things, and so this routine that people get into is unnatural. It's actually created, and they're put into this routine, and then you know they don't even realize it. Actually, it's unfortunate.
It is. I think we all kind of suffer from that, and economically speaking, like if we were to really think about it.
Oh, economics. You want to talk about it? I'm not surprised they took your video privileges away from you, Vinny.
Well, they
here you are. You already said the big E word, and now you want to talk about economics? Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, my opinion in economics is relatively simple. Are you creating a good product? Yes. Are you capable of bringing it to market? Yes. Well, I think, therefore, you should be able to at least derive some form of income from it. Difficulty being that the current market is what we call globalized, and essentially, unless you've got kind of masses appeal, not mass appeal, but masses appeal, it makes it just that much harder, and you have to work maybe 10 times harder than you'd ever really have to in order to make it.
It is, and your original statement is a great on paper. It's a great concept. You know, there's a lot of things that are good on paper, but in the real world, they work a little different. And unfortunately, in the situation we have currently, you know, when they come out on the news and say the economy's fixed, you know, what they're talking about is like a rigged game fixed, you know, like fixing a Don King fight. You know, it's not that it's repaired. There's a different term for fixed. So when they say it's okay, the economy's fixed, what they're saying is that they have fixed the economy so that they can profit and everyone else will pay into it. And
fixed meaning rigged.
Yeah. Yeah. English is great that way because there's a double entendre, as the French would say. There's multiple meanings for words, and we've got, you know, there's so many things that are said that can be taken in more than one way, and a lot of people will take them predictively to mean one thing when actually the opposite is meant and understood by a few.
Mm. Notably, they'll interpret a positive meaning from it, whereas people like us, we've discovered that the world is not a very positive place in a lot of ways, and particularly at higher levels. So we interpret many of the things that our leaders and politicians say negatively, and unfortunately, we wind up being correct most of the time, which really pisses me off.
Mm-hmm. Now, higher levels, you're obviously not referring to, you know, spiritual levels. You're referring to physical ladder rungs, I guess you could say that.
You know, those people who are obsessed with titles? I have seven names on the plaque on my desk or something like that on the Business Communications Association Public Relations Manager Director Officer.
Vinny, some people think they're so superior to everybody else that they put their face all over your money. My money.
I saw America's Funniest Home Videos the other day, bro, and a woman was giving a $1 bill to her child, and the child says, "Oh, it's grandma's money." And she goes, "Well, how do you know it's grandma's? It's like a $1 bill of George Washington." And he says, "Well, it's because it's grandma's picture on it." Yeah, grandma wasn't happy.
No. Did she have wooden teeth? Or?
I don't know, but she probably smoked weed.
Well, I hope so. George did, of course.
And he grew heaps of it, too.
He grew hemp so that he could build products with it. And, they did it. People should go, and after this interview is over, of course, should go look up Hemp for Victory. It's a World War II movie by the Coronet Films, I think they're called. They made all the little... let's get up and go type of movies. And so they have Hemp for Victory, and they tell you all you need to know right there.
They do. what I found interesting was George H.W. Bush, apparently he flew in the Pacific Theater during the war and was shot down. And his parachute that saved his ass was made of hemp. And then he came home and became a prohibitionist.
Mm, yeah. Wait, you can make anything out of hemp. Rope. Parachutes, plastic, treat cancer with it. But yeah, there's, and they call it a weed because, hey, it grows anywhere. It's easy. Doesn't need much care. Things are weed. It grows, it's like dandelions. Can't get rid of the stuff. But hey, there's a lot of people that need to cut down trees instead to make paper. So you can make hemp with paper hemp. Hemp paper, yeah.
Well, that's the real problem, isn't it? People decide that as soon as they've got a business model that's working, anybody else who tries to come up with something different that's better needs to be suppressed as quickly as humanly possible, essentially, yeah. So that there is no real competition in the market. We have a monopolistic economy, and that's my real problem. And I want talented individuals like yourself to at least be able to, make some freaking money by doing the right thing. Unfortunately,
oh, me too.
It's not the way it's structured. All right, we'll be right back. AndrewJacksonRock.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them. Your life as it has been is over.
Don't miss the Middle Chamber of Greater X on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift Saturday nights, 8 p.m. Central.
Just in time, head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. The phone rings in the car. The wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta work to feed the soul. But I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I'm no Superman, and if I was, I would shoot laser beams out of my eyes and burn up David Rockefeller like a, like a turkey Twizzler on a barbecue. A very special guest is Andrew Jackson from andrewjacksonrock.com, struggling artist who happens to be very talented. And you know what occurs to me is that basically any form of media that you want to get into, doesn't matter whether it's music, radio, or video or anything like that, you really do need a team behind you, partly for the production of such, and secondly for the promotion. And Andrew currently is looking for a manager. So if anybody out there has managerial skills, knows how to organize a tour or two, or has connections of that regard, get in touch with me and I'll put you in touch with him if that's at all possible. So, yeah, please. I think everybody needs to kind of take the bull by the horns here and just kind of help the people who need your help. That's how I started doing what I'm doing. I just went out and started videoing all these public meetings, which barely anybody attended, and we're talking about really information that that concerned the whole country, and just put it up on YouTube for everybody to see. Namely because if I didn't do it, nobody else would. Take some responsibility. Help the people who need your help. Do something for them that they cannot do for themselves. That's all I'm saying. Andrew, welcome back.
Thank you, Vinny, and thank you for doing those types of things. You know, people need to do that. But you got to get out there and do a march occasionally, and you certainly have to email your representatives on occasion, because they're changing the laws, and if you're not paying attention, then maybe the laws will be changed in a fashion that won't suit your lifestyle so much any longer.
Yeah. We were talking about investors the other day, and you know, why should somebody invest in people like us? And I said, well, basically, your business ain't going to be around for much longer, mate, if you don't invest in dialogue and things like this, because they'll change the laws, monopolize all of the business, and you won't even have the ability to be an entrepreneur anymore. It'll be illegal. There'll be so much red tape and compliance costs and things like that. That simply won't be possible.
Yeah, it'll work for the ruling party.
Yeah.
It'd be like China. It'd be basically be like China, but more controlled, like, you know.
Yeah. Hey, incidentally.
Sci-fi version.
A friend of mine went to China, bro, and they got pulled over. I think they were going like 100 kilometers an hour in a 50K zone. And the cop pulls them over, and the people driving the car are like one of the real wealthiest kind of families, and he's sitting in the passenger seat, and the cop suddenly realizes who he just pulled over and literally drops to his knees and starts begging for them to not tell his superiors, otherwise he'll lose his job and he won't be able to feed his family.
Well, there's an example of a double standard. Different set of rules if you got some cash. And, you know, hey, if you got a machine that makes the money, well, then you're set. Then you're set, because then you make whatever rules you want.
Yeah. I got this problem with that kind of mentality. It's like, nobody's above reproach, nor should anybody be.
Oh, no. We're all connected somehow.
So, personally, for you, who woke you up, or what woke you up? Because in this field of media or research or whatever, usually I've found it's two factors that'll wake people up. One, you're an incredibly talented person who's been completely shafted by the system, and you suddenly realize that nothing is what it appeared, and that's what kind of starts you on your journey. Or secondly, you have parents who know this from the start, and you're just kind of brought up knowing this, and it becomes inevitable.
No, it's closer to the one scenario. And it's also, I think, you know, a situation. You're right. You have to be in a certain situation, I think. You have to sort of want to wake up, I suppose, on a certain level. If you have a comfortable life and you're happy and, you know, you're fulfilling all your childhood dreams and all this, then you're a lot less likely to wake up, you know, if your childhood dreams are part of this, you know, scenario that's been constructed. So, I guess, you know, all my life, I kind of knew that something was just a little off, you know, and I was just, certain things made me uncomfortable, and I couldn't really figure out why, but, you know, I sort of went along with it and tried out different things, and, just, you know, eventually it just, you know, I started seeing through the cracks, and I started looking for information. But, you know, I was still, I guess at that point, I was kind of shutting it out, because I was still watching a lot of television and being traumatized by that kind of multimedia barrage. And a friend of mine who, I don't know if he's listening tonight, because he might have got the wrong time, but he'll hear it in the podcast, by the name of Popek. He's a talented musician as well, out on the west coast of Canada. And we were playing in a band together, and, you know, he was just sort of saying things here and there. And I think he got me to listen to Alex Jones or something. And I started listening to that, and I was like, that can't be true. and then I would go and look things up, and everything was true. And then, you know, then you just start looking stuff up on your own if you have the time, and down the rabbit hole you go. And eventually, you know more than you really want to know, but, you know, it's better to know than be ignorant. And really, you know, we need to, it's about acceptance too. People need to accept the situation in order for it to be corrected. You can't just pretend it's not there, you know. It has to be addressed. And, as a collective, you know, consciousness or species or, you know, whatever you want to refer to us as, I think that the majority component would agree that, you know, we'd be better off in a more positive situation than this one that is getting more and more negative. And, you know, that's a very easy to accomplish if people just, you know, get together and say, you know, yeah, let's do this instead of, you know, pretending that everything's all right. Because guess what, folks? Everything's not all right.
Hasn't been all right for quite some time. So maybe not even since the time of Andrew Jackson. Speaking of which, let's play your second song that we've got here. It's Enough Blood to Keep 'Em Coming. We'll just play that now if that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just see if I can get the settings all sorted. Oh, my God. Okay. All right, here we go. Enough Blood to Keep 'Em Coming by Andrew Jackson.
Love, 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 love
love the zombies there.
Woo!
Sounds like you're playing it off the YouTube there.
Yeah.
The video for enough blood to keep them coming.
You know, I've never seen so many zombies at a protest, you know. It was a fluke, was it?
It was a fluke. I just, you know, I live in Toronto, Canada, and one day I walked out and there were all these zombies everywhere.
And you were like, dude, let's do a video.
It's like, roll it. I was like, somebody give me my guitar. And then I said, roll it.
Hey, you know, targets of opportunity.
Yeah. Exactly. You gotta make do with that. That's an example of gonzo filmmaking.
Yeah. That's production value right there.
That is a lot of production value. And, you know, there's technicalities that you have to take advantage of, such as, you know, if someone's wearing makeup on their face, they don't, you know, need to sign a waiver. But, you know, it's about recognizability, how many seconds, these types of things. People can go out there and there's a whole world of gonzo possibilities.
Well, it's guerrilla filmmaking, really.
Yeah. I'm very proud of it. And director Chris Lazar and, you know, we had a great time.
Mike, so how exactly technically did you accomplish that? Because I noticed you had an earpiece in it. Did you just have like a little MP3 player and you're just playing it over and over again while you're singing in the crowd and doing stuff?
Well, I can't give away all our secrets now. I mean, there's a certain, you know, magic to filmmaking, Vinny.
Come on, throw me a bone here.
Well, you know you're pretty close with your guess there, I would say. But yeah, I think you know, I didn't even need an earpiece. I could have just played it out loud. But yeah, you have to play along to the track so you can sync up the footage afterwards. So yeah, when you make videos, you're always listening to your song. Incidentally, there's two videos for Another Day of Misery, the song that was played earlier, and one is, you know, just the song, and then the other one is an extended sort of art video, short film type of deal, and that actually features two other songs from the album, and directed by the lovely Ms. Monday.
Yeah, we've got that that one right here. I think we might play that one after the break. We don't have enough time to play it for this one. So, yeah. I've got this idea, like, it would be really cool to have, like, a Truth of Music festival, you know? Everybody together playing or similar genres of music or
whatever. People have talked about it, and, you know, it's been talked about for years now, but it's sort of like a network of organization that has to be assembled.
It's usually going to be some kind of a front man just saying, all right, you stand there, you operate the boards, you do the cameras, you do the, you know, that kind of thing. It's usually
it costs a lot of money. If you were to tour around, you know, say 15 bands on a touring festival that went from city to city, you know, there's people have to be paid, you know, equipment has to be moved, venues have to be booked, all these things have to happen, and so there's just a lot of organization.
And we have to go to break. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
I knew a man who had a reputation helping thousands of people improve their health. You know his secret?
He knew 7 out of 10 people were deficient in one critical mineral. The symptoms of this deficiency mimic everything from heart disease to anxiety. In fact, the list is way too long to even touch on. Chances are high that you may have many of these symptoms already. In a moment, I'm going to give away his secret when you visit IncredibleMineral.com. That's IncredibleMineral.com. The information is free. It will take less than 5 minutes for you to obtain. Listen in as I interview world-renowned doctor of the future, Carolyn Dean, share the secret with you. No holds barred and guaranteed to piss off the big drug pushers. In fact, there's also a $50 free bonus offer for the first 1,000 people who listen in now at IncredibleMineral.com. Hurry while the information is still available.
If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
This is a point I think is very important to stress to those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving the system while not actually forgetting it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, put it in the wardrobe, where's your power? Go and get another job without that uniform, where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state, and that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard hitting and in your face, America.
Black sunrise, black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know. The way it's going to go.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on American Freedom Radio 5 days a week. 2 hours a day, and we very much appreciate you doing so, as well as those who listen to the archives. And I wanted to encourage people, if you could, please go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and send us a donation, or even better yet, subscribe for like $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever you can spare. I've been thinking about toying with the idea of reducing it to like $1 a month and see if we can even get more subscriptions because, well, basically, I do really, really hard work every single day trying to make sure that the truth gets out on this program so that people who ordinarily don't have a platform, well, basically, I'm not very picky. Anybody really comes on this show. It's just incidentally we get really, really great guests because there's just that many great people out there that nobody knows about. Like my very special guest today, Andrew Jackson from andrewjacksonrock.com. It must be depressing, man. Like that's actually what I feel when I watch some of your videos. It's like they're so fracking good, and then I have a look at the video views, and they're like a little over 1,000 or something like that. You deserve so much more than you're getting, and that makes me sad.
Well, don't be sad, Vinny. Be positive about it, you know? Just encourage others to watch. They could donate to me, too.
Yeah.
In fact, I have CDs for sale. I got t-shirts for sale. So go to andrewjacksonrock.com. You can check it out. You can email info@andrewjacksonrock.com. And, you know, let's get talking. Ask me some questions. I'll send you a package. T-shirts, CDs, downloads. You know, whatever you want.
The whole nine yards.
We got it all.
You've got some kind of a live set that you'd like to play for us?
Oh, I was just going to, you know, just play a little something. Not a full set. I mean, you know, this is more about the interview, I think. But I do have a guitar here. Oh, what's that? It's a guitar. I'm not sure how it sounds out there over the Skype, but it's my trusty old Gibson. Sitting all alone at home by the telephone. I'm trying to call my babe. Need to hear your sweet voice to warm my soul just one time. Tell you, babe, you need to hold on. Hold on. I got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Hold on to what you got. Prescription to fall asleep tonight if you hold on to me tight, 'cause there's a great big world beyond the Auckland light. There you go. Brilliant. Special for you, Vinny.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And on that note, here's an article title that I think is appropriate for the song. Obama ready to gamble on gun control debate. Obama has signaled that he will ask Congress to ban military-style weapons. So everybody, hold on to your guns when the government tries to take them off you. You know,
that was good. You got that vocal melody down.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I should hear some more singing out of you.
I've done heaps of songs. I don't know. When the hell am I actually going to get a video done? When the hell am I actually going to get these songs properly finished? And like you, no producer, no manager, no nothing like that. It's just me and my mate Mikhail with the guitar, and my voice is just. It's not that.
When it comes to guns, Vinny, I should mention that on my shooting test, I was 10 for 10 in the hostage-taking target headbox scenario, which involved casings from other weapons rattling off my body as I underwent the test. And I got 10 out of 10. Didn't hit the hostage, not once. So there you go. I'm a sharp shooter. Sharpshooter. I went down to front sight outside of Vegas there. Nevada. It's hardcore. Cool. It's a hardcore training.
That reminds me, I had a guy on one time who organized shooting competitions, and the targets that they were using were blue helmets from the UN.
Oh, no.
And they totally sold out really, really quickly. Everybody was getting in there, wanted to take a pop at those helmets.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, if you see an occupying force, you know, invading your country, then what do you do, right?
See, and I was wondering, you know, what's the connection between Americans and Canadians with regards to gun control? I wonder. Can you get automatic weapons in Canada if you want to?
Well, first of all, you can't get automatic weapons anywhere. You can get semi-automatic weapons, and a Glock pistol is actually a semi-automatic weapon. So when Obama says he's coming for the semi-automatic weapons, he's talking about, you know, more than just these AR-15s, you know, which an AR-15 is not a fully automatic weapon. It doesn't stand up to an AK-47 in terms of, you know, firepower, as far as I know. I mean, I'm not a big gun expert, but what I can tell you is that the machine guns are already illegal. This is what they're trying to do now is get the, you know, pretty much the rest of the guns out of the law-abiding citizens' hands, so that what will be left is only criminals with guns, and then everyone's really going to be screaming for their daddy government to bail them out at that point. And
so only the criminals and the police and the government will have guns. Oh, so basically, just define that as just the criminals having guns.
Yes, yes, that would be. Although, you know, I wouldn't say all police are criminals, but there certainly are criminal elements within the police forces. But I've heard police call into radio shows and say that, you know, when it push comes to shove, they're not going to shoot on American citizens. They're going to turn and be like, you know, no, or, you know, maybe even detain whoever's giving the orders. You know, that's a reasonable possibility for many districts. But there's certainly, you know, some places are too far gone, and it's, you know, you just want to leave those places.
Yeah.
You want to know, you know, I there used to be a show on TV, and it was in black and white, and it was called The Andy Griffith Show, or maybe it was Andy of Mayberry, and the policemen were these nice people who walked around, and they'd go, "Hey, Billy, how was school today?" And they knew everyone in the community, and people stayed out of trouble because, you know, everyone knew everybody and all this. And now, you know, they bring cops from one side of the country to police the other side of the country, and they swap everyone out. And, you know, the environment minister is a banker, and the banking finance minister is an environmentalist, and no one knows what they're supposed to be doing. And it allows for this, you know, huge machine to move forward unabated, you know, because all the, you know, there's no questioners in the right places.
Yeah, it makes me really kind of angry because I don't know. I feel that if you get into a position of authority, you have to consider yourself a servant, operating under the principles of servitude. You know, I must serve you, my master.
Yeah, like civil the Jedi. Servants. They're called servants, civil servants.
Yeah, like the Jedi. You know, servants of peace and justice in the galaxy, that kind of thing. But unfortunately, they don't see themselves as our servants. They see themselves as our rulers because they get given power for their positions of authority, and they're not supposed to be using it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an exercise of power over others. And I think that there are certain types of people who are attracted to exercising power over others, and they would be inclined to gravitate towards those jobs which would allow them to do that for a living, to exercise their power over others. And I think over time, it's just it's sort of been flooded like that. And now there's just, you know, a lot of the good people look around and they say, "I can't handle this. This is crazy." And then they leave. And so there's less and less of them, you know, policing or, you know, working, you know, for child protection services.
Of which you're five times more likely to be sexually abused than any other place. Well, Andrew, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show here with you today. I'd like to make sure that plug your website again, andrewjacksonrock.com. And, of course, he's looking for a manager. So if you are in the Toronto area and you want to help to manage a young, talented guy, help to get out there and organize gigs for him and stuff like that, you can contact him through the website, just like I did in order to get him on the show. So, Andrew, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Vinny.
All right. We'll see you again sometime, man. Now, after the break, I believe we might be having a guest in from New Zealand talking about lawful rebellion and the energetic universe. That should be fun. All right, we'll see you after the break, ladies and gentlemen.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out of the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spray the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
What would you do if you or someone that you loved was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme's disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live on air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio in service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFR wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.